Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff. Today, I want to talk about the monster who has no teeth. One of my favorite books of all time is called Feeling Good by Dr. David Burns. I first read this book 9 years ago. It's helped me so much in my personal life. I highly recommend it. I'm constantly referencing it. Now, Dr. David Burns is famous because he's developed a lot of cognitive behavioral techniques. He believes that you feel the way you do because of the thoughts you think. But the good news is anybody can change their thoughts, which in turn will change the way you feel. That's what CBT therapy tries to do. It tries to change the way you think. It gives you tools and techniques to help you. Now, in his book, he talks a lot about fear and anxiety. And he references, and I've heard him reference this story many times, there's an old Buddhist legend about when you die, you'll face many monsters. The book that it's from is called The Tibetan Book of the Dead. And so I'm going to read this passage from Feeling Good that talks about this passage from The Tibetan Book of the Dead. So it starts here. After you die, you'll wake up in a dark place. Out of the darkness, a terrifying monster will suddenly appear. The monster will represent all the worst fears you've ever had. For each person, the monster will be different, since we all have different fears and vulnerabilities. When the monster appears, you'll have two choices. You can try to get away or you can surrender. If you try to get away, you will escape, but just barely, and soon you'll be lost in the dark again. Out of the darkness, a second monster will emerge. This one will be almost as terrifying as the first, but not quite, and you'll be faced with the same choice, surrender or flee. If you try to escape, you'll succeed, but you'll soon find yourself in the dark again. Every time you escape, another terrifying monster will appear. Each monster will be slightly less terrifying than the one before, and if you run, you'll always just barely manage to get away. According to the legend, the number of monsters you'll have to confront depends on the number of days in the month when you die. If you die in January, there will be a total of 31 monsters, because there are 31 days in January. If you run away from all the monsters, you'll be reincarnated as something very lowly, like a worm. If you surrender to one of the monsters, you'll be reincarnated at a higher level. The scarier the monster you surrender to, the greater your status in your next life. In the event that you surrendered to the first and most terrifying monster, two things would happen. First, you'd discover that the monster was not real. You'd realize that it was just an illusion and that you never had anything to fear in the first place. You'd see that the monster had no teeth. That would be an incredible triumph. The discovery might also seem incredibly funny, and you'd probably start laughing because you'd realize that your fears had been the result of a gigantic cosmic joke that had persisted throughout all of your previous reincarnations. Second, you wouldn't have to go through the life-death cycle anymore. Instead of being reincarnated, you'd be transported to a higher plane of existence, such as Nirvana. And now Dr. David Burns doesn't believe in reincarnation, but he loves this story because it really represents the anxious mind and how we feel about our fears. How many times have you built up something you feared, into this giant scary monster? And when you faced it, you found out that this monster that you'd built up in your mind actually had no teeth and that it actually wasn't that scary at all. I know I have done that so many times. And I'm really working on something called flooding. So this idea of flooding is just facing my fears and trying to do it for as long as possible. So I'm trying to face a fear, put myself in that situation that causes me to feel anxiety or causes me to feel kind of scared. And I'm trying to stay with that fear as long as possible. And again, the more I do this, I found out, man, all these little things that like I've been worried about or that I feared, they're not scary at all. All of the worst thoughts that I've had about that situation don't come true. You know, whether you think about giving a speech in front of 300 people or going to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament or asking a pretty girl on a date, you always find that what happens in reality is nowhere near as bad as, again, all the scenarios that you build up in your mind. And so again, that's what Dr. David Byrne calls facing the monster and realizing that the monster has no teeth. Your fear in most situations actually honestly is nothing that can harm you and is nothing that you should honestly be scared about. But your anxiety tricks you. And so I start with this story because I really want to talk about a story I heard about Hicks and Gracie and how he developed, or I should say how he became comfortable being pinned on bottom in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Because I've seen many guys, especially after they roll with Brandon, panic and freak out. Like, if you've ever been on the bottom of someone that can really apply suffocating weight, they can just crush your soul. You know how claustrophobic and how scary that can be. When you start to panic, I mean, it really feels like you're going to pass out, or it really feels like you could die. And I've seen, again, a lot of guys panic under Brandon, and they've had panic attacks. And so Hicks and Gracie talks about this because when he was growing up, I think he was in his teens when he started to develop some claustrophobia. He did not like being pinned on the bottom, hated being pinned. And so what he said, he had one of his brothers start rolling him up in a carpet. So imagine being rolled up in a big carpet. You know, you can't move. And we've all seen the cartoons where the characters get rolled up in the carpet. You know, the bad guy gets rolled up in the carpet. He can't move. It's like a straitjacket. Well, Hicks and Gracie used this to overcome his fear of being pinned, his claustrophobia. And so he started out with 1 minute. He would have his brother roll him up in the carpet for 1 minute, and slowly he worked his way till he said that he could breathe and relax and stay in the carpet as long as he wanted. I think he said that he stayed just in that carpet for a couple of hours, and then he never did it again because he realized he had conquered his fear of being stuck and he didn't need to do it anymore. And that's a beautiful story. I heard this story a few years ago. And as I started to look into this idea of flooding and exposure therapy, you know, again, facing my fears, I thought about that Hicks and Gracie story, and I wanted to share it with you guys, especially you guys that are really scared of being stuck on bottom or panic on bottom. I know a lot of women feel that way, especially if they've ever had any type of abuse or they've been held down by a guy or, you know, God forbid, been raped, where they feel like they get on bottom of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and they start to have a panic attack because it starts to, you know, they start to relive that terrible kind of that PTS experience they had with that guy that held them down. And other guys, you know, or I should say other people, same thing. You know, guys come into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and really panic. They really panic when they get on bottom and they get pinned. So find a way, okay, to immerse yourself, to expose yourself to that claustrophobic, to that claustrophobia or to that panic of being pinned. Take the lesson from the Tibetan monks of realizing that that monster that you're afraid of, that feeling, that scary situation of being stuck on bottom, in reality is nothing to fear at all. And when you get exposed to that and you face that fear and you conquer that fear, you'll find that it makes your defense and it makes your Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu so much better. Because then you can start to think and then you can start to attack and plan how you're going to get out of bottom. I think it's one of the most important first steps. If you guys remember that episode where I talked about Salo Habero's book, The University of Jiu-Jitsu, where he goes through the white, the blue, the brown, or the purple, the brown, and the black belt stages and, you know, talks about techniques. But you remember he talks like he would never give a blue belt to somebody that could not survive and that could not be comfortable surviving on bottom. And I really think that's so crucial to hear right now. It's so important for you guys to hear, especially, again, you guys that are scared of being on bottom. And you'd be shocked at the people that are scared of bottom. A lot of times it is the bigger guys, the guys that are wrestlers or the guys that are used to being on top because they haven't had to face being in that bottom position. So I'm not telling you to go home and have your wife or have one of your buddies roll you up in the living room carpet. You know, that's definitely a strategy, and that's a strategy that worked for the GOAT, Hicks and Gracie. But really, spend some time over the next couple of months planning how you're going to expose yourself to that situation, to being pinned on bottom. Start with a minute. You know, don't tell anybody, or you can tell somebody. Honestly, you can tell your training partner, hey, I want you to just start on top and I want you to try and crush me. You know, I don't want you to hurt me. I don't want you to rip an Americana on me, but I want you to just hold me here. I'm going to try and escape, but I want you to do your best and most crushing side control position. Do that with somebody that maybe doesn't have the best side control position, and then work your way up to then where you're asking, you know, at our gym, it'd be somebody like Brandon or one of our heavyweights, like, hey, I want you to get on top of side control, and I want you to, I'm going to try and escape for 5 minutes. And if I can't escape, like, hold me here. Do not let me out. And you'll find, again, that that situation isn't anywhere near as scary as, you know, especially when you learn and you learn to just cope with it and you learn to, you know, recognize that, man, this isn't what I've built it. This isn't the same situation that I'm afraid of. This is nothing to be afraid of. I can handle it. Look up, look up this idea of flooding. Look up this idea of facing your fears, because it's been helping me a lot with just a couple of little things in my life. You know, I'm not climbing to the top of buildings and you know, dealing with any type of like heights fears, but just things that make me uncomfortable. I'm just, again, trying to expose myself for 5 to 10 minutes every day. And man, I'm telling you, it's been amazing the changes that I'm seeing from just spending 5 to 10 minutes a day exposing myself and kind of flooding myself with anxiety, and then just calming down and realizing, like, dude, why am I afraid of this? This is nothing to be, you know, this is nothing that should cause me to be uncomfortable, and it's nothing I should definitely be afraid of, because the monster I've built in my mind truly does have no teeth. You guys are in for a treat, because I've got a bunch of guests getting ready to come on the podcast. Johnny Buck will be in this week, so I'm hoping to have him come on for an hour or two interview. I have Lonnie Jones scheduled Friday, and then there are one or two more guests coming on next week that are visiting from out of town. So there should be a lot of new content coming out in the next week, week and a half. Really looking forward to sitting down, especially with Lonnie and Johnny Buck. Like, both guys, super fascinating. Lonnie, I'm going to really be talking about a lot of competition, mindset stuff, dealing with fears. And then Johnny Buck, I'm probably just going to sit here and just let him talk and tell his story. He's got a lot of really cool catch wrestling stories. And obviously, he's competed in some of the highest levels of MMA as well as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So I know he's got a lot of crazy stories that you guys will want to hear. I appreciate you guys supporting this podcast. It continues to grow. A lot of people ask me, what can I do to help you, or how can I support the podcast? It's simple. Just tell somebody about it. Just tell a buddy that you think might be interested, share it with somebody, and rate the podcast. Go on there, give it 5 stars on iTunes, and that's it. It's not hard. Share it with one person and rate the podcast will help me out tremendously. Have the best day, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. Until next time, peace.